All right, everybody, take your Bibles, please, and turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 32. When you find, and we're going to start reading in verse 1, so when you find it, please stand in honor of God's Word. Genesis chapter number 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shalt thou speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses and flocks and manservants and women servants, and have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which was left shall escape." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just use this passage and use your word for your honor and glory. And dear Heavenly Father, if we come to you needy people, and we need to hear from you. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just accomplish your will tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to talk about groundless fears. You know, the thing about it is that a lot of people are afraid of a lot of things. And I was working at the ambulance company yesterday, and believe it or not, they had zombie apocalypse movies on all day. And anyways, the thing about it is some people are actually afraid of somebody might turn into a zombie. And here's the thing is, if Brother Aaron turned into a zombie, would we really know? I don't know if his behavior changed that much, you know. But anyways, here's the thing is that when it comes down to it, you know, Jacob, we're talking about the same Jacob that if you back up a little bit, we find the story about Jacob and Esau. And you have the trading the birthright for, and then you have later on the fact that Isaac favored Esau and Rebekah favored Jacob. And at the end of Isaac's life, you have the conspiracy for Rebekah to get Jacob the blessing. And this isn't the story, so I'm just kind of going to fast forward a little bit. And so Rebekah had talked to Jacob about putting on the skins so that, Isaac, when he felt, because his eyesight was going bad, and when he felt that he would think it was Esau instead of Jacob. But you know what? Rebekah goes and sends him away for his safety. And she just thought it was for a little bit, but basically turned out to be a lot more than a few days. But Jacob had prospered, and you know, he wanted to return, but the thing about it is he feared Esau because he had defrauded him. And you know, this is what we're going to talk about, what Jacob's fears did to him. Now the thing about it is there are a lot of things in life that we fear, and a lot of things that are like Jacob's life. They are ungrounded fears. And so a lot of times we fear God's will. And I'll never forget when I was a young man, probably a junior or senior in high school, I knew that God wanted me to go to Bible college. And I knew which Bible college God wanted me to go to. But you know what? I fought with God. And a lot of reason why I did was fear. My wife was talking to a young man the other day, and she said, "Listen, don't let fear dictate what you do. If you pray about God's will and you find God's will and that's what you want to do, fine, but don't let fear dictate what you want to do." And too many times we do. We allow fear. You know, we have the track report. And too many times we fear, we fear other men, we fear whatever the case may be, we fear and so we don't pass out the tracks. We fear and so we don't go soul winning. We fear and so we don't serve in a ministry. We fear and so we don't, and here's the thing is too many times we allow fear, ungrounded fear to grip our lives. And what's interesting is here's we see in verse 7, the Bible says, "Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people. Jacob's fear affected his state of mind. And, you know, the thing about it is that too many times fear affects our state of mind. You know, what's interesting is that a lot of times fear changes how we think. Fear changes, you know, too many times we know what's right, but fear tells us, you know, faith and fear are almost different. As far as, you know, the thing about it is fear is the enemy of faith. Faith is, you know what, trusting in Christ, trusting in what God wants us to do, and going ahead and actually stepping out on faith and doing it. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be a little scared, but the thing about it is fear can't control what we do. We have to have faith overcome our fear. And so, but here's the thing, is too many times we take and when we give in to fear, you know, it's just like the child that takes and they lay awake all night wondering because they heard a noise and they think the boogeyman is underneath their bed. And what happens is, you know, the next day they got the bags under their eyes and they're tired and they don't do well in school. Why? Because you know what? That fear had affected them. Well, you know what? Fear affects our state of mind. Just like Jacob's. You know, imagine how much he longed to come home and have a reunion with Esau. Imagine the fear of what's going to happen if I meet up with Esau. But also, Jacob's fear affected his spiritual life. We see in verses 9 through 12, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, of all the truth, which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with my children. And thou says, I will surely do good and make thee seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Fear affected Jacob's spiritual life because the thing about it is God told him to return, but he was too afraid to. God had promised, the Bible says God had promised to deal well with Jacob, but he was afraid. You know, the thing about it is that when it comes down to it, fear is an enemy to faith. And you know, the thing about it is you look at it, you know, here's the thing is, I can understand having a hard time placing a faith in a person. Because you know what? People will fail us. But the thing about it is when you think about who God is wanting, or who Jacob should be placing his trust in, is basically the God that never fails. The thing about it is you know what? This is the God that has ruled and, you know, has done many miraculous things in his life before, and all of us are the same way. You know, too many times we let fear forget about all the things that God has done in the past. And I know in my life, sometimes I deal with fear, but here's the thing is, you know what? What we've got to do is go back and remember who we're placing our faith in. And you know what? That will help us with our fear. The one that saved us. I'll be honest with you. Just the fact that, you know what? God can reach down in the miry clay and he can reach down and pick up a sinner that's lost and on his way to hell. That, you know what? He can save that soul. He has the power to save. And you know what? Adopt them into God's family and give them a home in heaven. Just that, I tell you what, that is amazing in and of itself. And if that is all God has done for us, is saved us from hell, I tell you what, he deserves our faith. But you know what? We go through and we see God working in our lives and we see the blessings and we see, here's the thing is, you know what? If we're walking with God, if we're reading our Bibles, we're praying, we're serving, we're doing God's will, you know what? We're gonna see God work. And that right there is a good reminder about who we should be placing our faith in. Just read back through the Bible. Think about the parting of the waters. Think about the healing of the sick. Thinking about the, you know what? I'll be honest with you. It seems like physicians struggle with things today that were nothing for God. And the thing about it is that when Jesus was walking down this earth, you know what? All he had to do is speak and someone was healed. Imagine the lengths that people have to go through, all the tests and all the medications and all the, you know, everything else that people have to go through to try and get some sort of relief. God just spoke and it happened. And here's the thing is that, listen, if the touch of the hem of his garment could heal, then why do we have trouble with faith? Because we have fear. Fear affects our spiritual life. And you know what the thing about it is that God had promised to deal well with him, but he was afraid. Notice the contradiction in the logic and text in the difference between verses 11 and 12. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and smite me and the mother with my children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and will make thy seed as the sands of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. There's a stark contrast between those two verses. And by the way, this is the same person saying them. There's a battle going on inside. And I'll be honest with you, you know, the thing about it is the Bible talks about how we battle the world, the flesh, and the devil. But I tell you what, a lot of times we struggle with this old flesh. And the thing about it is that I believe that here Jacob is struggling with the flesh and struggling with fear. Because here's the thing is, we know that logic says that, you know what, I can trust in God. But fear is the enemy of faith. You know, Jacob's fear affected how he handled his money. He decided to get up this lavish, big gift and to send it to Esau. And the gift was out of fear. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. God had already promised him that he was going to deal well with him. God had already told him, go back to your kindred. Go back to your country. But the thing about it is fear affected how he spent his money. Most of us have suffered financially because of fear. Maybe it was fear to invest. And we missed a great opportunity. But the thing about it is the greater tragedy is when we allow fear to dictate what our money does spiritually. You know, the thing about it is there are some people that fear, here's the thing is, I'll be honest with you, when in my family, I hate the what if game. And you know, here's the thing is there's nothing wrong with planning. Let me just say this, there's nothing wrong with planning, but you know what? There is something wrong with being fearful. And the thing about it is too many times, what if this were to happen? What if this were to happen? What if this were to happen? We can get so afraid and play the what if game so much that our fear dictates what we do, and it affects us spiritually, and it affects God's will. The thing about it is if it's God's will, we ought to put fear aside and let faith take over. You know what? When it comes down to money, you know what? Fear should not dictate what we do. Faith should dictate what we do. When it comes down to our talents, you know what? Fear should not dictate what we do. Faith should dictate what we do. When it comes down to our time, fear should not dictate what we do. Faith should dictate what we do. And too many times we allow fear to dictate over faith. And the thing about it is we take and, you know, here's the thing is, I'm going to take this job and it's going to take me out of church because what if I can't find another job? Faith should dictate what we do, not fear. And too many times, you know, we take and we miss out on blessings because we allow fear to dictate our lives. Faith should take over. And the thing about it is when it, you know what? A lot of times when we look into Christian life, you know what? Things don't make sense when we compare them with human logic. How is it that when I give my life, I gain it? Why? Because you know what? If I try and keep my life, I'm going to make a mess of it. When I try and control all my circumstances, you know what? Here's the thing is a lot of times when we fear, we think we're the ones that can be in control. We can control this situation. We think we can control that situation. And what it is basically fear is dictating our lives. We don't have faith in the God that says, listen, I've got a plan and a purpose for your life. I've got a will. And you know what? I have great things in store. But you know what? You've got to allow fear to be displaced by faith. And so here's the thing is, missionaries receive little because churches across America are full of fear. Church projects have been delayed because of fear. Don't let fear dictate what we do. How Jacob's fear affected his family. Jacob sees Esau coming with 400 men and panics, and he divides his family. Now, I don't know about you, but here's the thing. If the pastor were to get up and say, hey, listen, there's a shooter in the lobby, okay? And here's the thing is, all of a sudden, everybody panics. But pastor says, no, listen, it's okay, I got a plan. Pastor gets up and he says, my family's on this side. So here's the thing is, you all, you're going to go straight for the door. If the shooter shoots you, we're all leaving out the back door. And here's the thing is, everybody on this side would be like, oh, I feel like a redheaded stepchild, you know? And Aaron moved to that side. Anyways, back, lead the way, buddy. Anyways, just joking. But here's the thing is, imagine this. You know, Jacob, you know, here's the thing is fear divided his family. He put them through unnecessary stress, and you know what? He showed favor to them that they would never forget. And I'll be honest with you. You know what? That probably affected his family more than he ever dreamed. And I'll be honest with you. When we allow fear to dictate our lives, that you know what? It will affect our family. Because the thing about it is there are consequences in the Christian life. When we walk with God, there are blessings. When we step away from God, there are negative consequences. And I don't have time to belabor that point, but here's the thing is, you know what? Our families need to see us act in faith. Our church needs to see us act in faith. Our spouses need to see us act in faith. Our children need to see us act in faith. Our young people in church need to see us act in faith. Our grandchildren need to see us act in faith. And the thing about it is you know what? We should be men and women of faith, not men and women of fear. See, eventually, the meeting with Esau comes in chapter 33 and verse 4. And Jacob lifted his eyes and looked and beheld Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaidens. And he put his handmaidens and their children uttermost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and the hindermost. And he passed over before them, bowed himself to the ground 7 times, till he came near to his brother. And Esau ran and met him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. Imagine the feeling that Jacob had. The rejoice in knowing that the relationship was restored. The disappointment to realize that there was a lot of wasted years because of fear. The thing about it is I wonder how many people should have gotten tracts this week but didn't because we feared. I wonder how many spots in ministries in churches across America that are empty because we feared. I wonder how many times young people had walked away from God altogether because they've seen their parents or their teachers or church members fear. See, the thing about it is what we're going to realize, just like Jacob is, yes, hopefully eventually we allow faith to overcome the fear. But that time that we allow fear to dictate what we do, it's wasted time. It's time that we're not doing God's will. It's time that, you know what? It's time that's wasted. We're never going to get it back. And the thing about it is that, listen, this is a challenge to us, that let's not have our fears take ground that we'll never get back. We need to allow faith to jump in immediately. See, but here's the thing is, most of us, our fears are groundless. We've got to realize that God is bigger than our fears. We've got to realize that He is faithful and He is just. And you know, the thing about it is the Bible talks about he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. You know what we've got to do is we've got to start giving the small things to God. We've got to start giving the small fears to God. And the thing about it is what happens is the more we start giving to God, the Bible talks about casting all of our cares upon Him, for He careth for you. We've got to get to the point where we say, God, you know what? I've got something I'm concerned about. What's your will? I'm going to give it to you. And the thing about it is that, listen, when it comes down to it, faith in Christ brings salvation. But faith in Christ after salvation brings protection. And so here's the thing is what we've got to do is we've got to get in the habit of saying, Lord, I'm not going to allow fear to dictate my life. I'm not going to allow fear to keep me from passing out tracts. I'm not going to allow fear to keep me from being used by God. I'm not going to allow fear to control my actions. And I'm not going to allow fear to waste precious time. The Bible says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. If you don't think, I tell you what, if you don't think time is precious, just look around. It seems like the older I get, the more time is flying. And it just seems like somebody put the brick on the accelerator and it just keeps on gaining speed. And the thing about it here's the thing is, you know what? Time is fleeting. The Bible talks about that it appears, our life is as but a vapor. It appears for a short time and vanishes away. You know what? Each moment is precious. God has a plan for each moment of our lives. And the thing about it is that we can't allow fear to erase it away. And so, here's the thing is, as we study the life of Jacob, I tell you what, there's a tremendous truth there. That basically we have a choice, fear or faith. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this passage, and we thank You so much for this message that You've given us. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we would allow faith to take hold of our lives. We would live as men and women of faith. Dear Heavenly Father, it seems like it's so easy to be gripped by fear. It's so easy to be gripped and to be controlled by fear. And dear Heavenly Father, we know that that's not of You. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You just help us to yield to You. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You just help us to have faith, help us to obey You. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You help us to not let any time be wasted. We pray this in all in Jesus' name. Amen.